For centuries, palm groves thrived in the town of Badra. People took pride in the quality and variety of dates they produced. Ali Alwan's family has grown palms for generations, but droughts and saltier water have damaged much of his orchard, as many of the waterways flowing in from Iran have been dammed and dried up.
We've been relying on groundwater since 2007, but it has harmful chemicals which impacts the quantity and quality of dates. Many trees have been ruined by pests and diseases. There are no more state-sponsored pesticide campaigns, so our harvest is severely savaged.
30 years ago, Iraq had more than 30 million palm trees, but only about half of them have survived. Many were cut down during the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s. Others gave way to the expansion of towns and cities. After the invasion of Iraq in 2003, U.S. forces burned palm groves that could hide fighters. And there have been other challenges.
Dozens of palm orchards in Badra town have been destroyed by fire, fueled by scorching summer temperatures and water shortages worsened by the damming of rivers in neighboring Iran have contributed to the destruction. That has all resulted in not only a fall in production, but also the extinction of unique varieties of dates.
Along with other Middle Eastern countries, Iraq has long been one of the world's top date producers, but its output plunged after the U.S.-led invasion and has only slowly begun to recover.
Many types disappeared, others have decreased, but the regular types have survived. In the past, we used to send special varieties to other provinces across the country, to neighboring countries and further abroad.
The Agriculture Ministry is backing the creation of new palm forests in several provinces and the capital, Baghdad. But for now, the loss of old palm trees means there are fewer arable lands to raise livestock and support jobs. Back in his orchard, Ali continues working, trying to preserve saplings of the old rare varieties to keep a remnant of their halcyon days. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, in Badra town near the Iraqi-Iranian border.